Hello and welcome back to another episode of Quarantine with Josie and
Mac.
Today is Monday the 25th. Happy Memorial Day. Yep. We have a nice long weekend this weekend, which has been nice. And we'll probably start off just talking about that, our weekends. So do you want to start or would you like me to?
I can start.
Okay.
I'm still quarantining, so my weekend wasn't that interesting. But on Friday night, I had a nice little Zoom get-together with some of my friends, so that was nice. Saturday was a pretty crappy day, so I just kind of sat inside, watched some movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, we had the big golf match. Where Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady played Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning. So I was very excited to have that, some live sports back in my life, even though it was golf. But I watched that. That was fun. And then today, my sister graduated from high school. So yeah. I went down, was in, like, socially distantly, like, we all kind of did a little ceremony for her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. And then I've been doing some schoolwork as well. So I've been keeping busy in quarantine.
Nice. That's good.
Hasn't been the most exciting part of my life.
But yeah.
I'm making do.
That's good. So, yeah, just continuing on, first of all, Mary's graduation, which is was definitely very interesting. So we had the thing that you came for, and then she had sort of her, like, graduation that they put together, obviously, which I watched, and it was virtual, and clearly that is not the same, but I thought they did a really great job with it. They started with, at the school, St. George's, they started with videos that families had sent in and sort of made, like, a montage, and then the head of school, I think, gave a really nice speech, which was really clear, which, you know, was good. And then they sort of did, like, prize giving, and they would be on Zoom, and then if someone got a prize, they would, like, Zoom in on them. Like, they would show the face up close, mm-hmm. which was kind of fun. But something funny was that, so Mary got two prizes, and
Shout out to Mary.
But the way they did it for us was delayed. So Jane and Mary were, or Jane, when they, like, she was eating food, and then when they showed the video, it was her eating food, because they were like, Mary Lee's, and we were all cheering, but it looked like we were not cheering, and nobody cared, and it was just, like, Jane shoving pancakes into her mouth, which was actually really funny, because it was just because of a lag, but then after, like, Mary's, another thing they did was, like, a big parade sort of in cars throughout the St. George's and all around there, which was a nice idea for any seniors who think of her trying to think of things to do. And all the teachers were sort of lined up because they all live on campus, and everyone was like, oh, that food looked good. Which was,
I was actually going to ask Mary about that, but maybe you know the answer. Because St. George is a boarding school where there's kids from, like, all over the country.
Yeah.
Were there kids who, like, drove to St. George's from, like, a long way away? Or is it just the local kids who
No. The parade was just locals.
Okay.
It was just the day students. Yeah. Because it was, like, it was long in the sense of a parade, but it was, like, only 10 minutes, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't anything.
Mm-hmm.
But that was definitely a nice thing to do, and I can definitely imagine why kids are, like, bummed, because it isn't the same thing, but at the same time, it was really special, and you just sort of have to embrace it. So, yeah. Okay, what next? The rest of my weekend, so I've actually started writing a little bit more right now, because I was Ooh. Trying to think of things to do. I was like, I need a hobby. I'm bored. And so I started writing, kind of just random, but, you know, trying to beat Mac in creating a novel over here, so.
It's hard to find inspiration.
I know, it really is. I'll tell you. It is, but sometimes just sitting down and writing random stuff can be helpful. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, I went to the beach, which was really nice because it was nice yesterday. And I also went on a little evening bike ride, which I also recommend, like pre-sunset kind of, or like just post-sunset, if you have lights on your bike and wear a helmet, that kind of thing, because, you know, it can get dark. But it was really nice, you know, in that like quiet sort of like evening, afterglow almost.
Yeah, I took a walk down to Cliff Walk the other night, and it was nice and calm and
yeah,
you know, so it was nice. I'll probably do it again tonight, because what else am I gonna do?
Yeah. On Saturday, actually, I went on the Cliff Walk also, but then when we were finishing our walk, it just started downpouring, so we had to get it right home.
Yeah, that's tough.
But we watched the movie Deja Vu that day, which was pretty good. It was, I feel like you'd like it, Mac. I don't know if you've seen it, but.
Oh, maybe I'll look into it.
You should, but it was kind of like trippy because, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but.
I've been trying to find.
It was a good movie. Movies. But it wasn't one of those, like, you know, you think Deja Vu is one of those ones, that, like Groundhog Day, but it wasn't like that. But it was good. And then another thing that I did today and Friday was go to Frosty Freeze. So Frosty Freeze, we've talked about this before, haven't
we? Yeah, because my sister's brought made some Play-Doh, which I haven't eaten all of it yet. I'll probably have some of that tonight, too. Lots to look forward to.
And they have sort of, like tape to, like, social distance and stuff, which is pretty cool. It's a good setup, honestly. Like, I felt comfortable the whole time.
Maybe
everybody
we'll try
has
to
masks.
Interview someone who works there.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
A couple friends there, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we need to start planning our interviews a little better. You guys will hear later. The interview I do today was pretty last second, and it's not my best work.
It's okay. It's okay. Thursday's going to be good. Don't worry.
Thursday's going to be good.
There's always a chance for redemption.
Redemption Island.
All right, and what else? So, that's my weekend. Now getting into a little bit of news. For sort of the weekend and then today is that Rhode Island, the biggest thing is that June 1st, as of now, is going to begin phase two of reopening. And phase one was very subtle changes, whereas phase two, like, we're really starting to see some bigger changes. And this is from NECN.com, and just some of the things that they mentioned were social gatherings will increase from 15, so I think it's going from 5 to 15, which is pretty crazy. Domestic travel restrictions will be relaxed. However, 14-day quarantine, there will still be a mandatory 14-day quarantine for people returning from a place where the stay-at-home order is still in place, which is interesting. Because that's most places right now, actually. I think Rhode Island might be one of the first. I guess now. But when we first started reopening, we were one of the first, I think, in New England. But maybe it's different now. All state parks and beaches will be opening with, like, limitations and restrictions, including on capacity, which I also think is interesting. How do you kind of limit capacity at
public beaches? I am very interested to see how this is going to work. My boss had texted me asking me to go in. Which I obviously couldn't because I'm quarantining.
Yeah.
But I am interested. I told him as soon as I'm done quarantining, I'll come.
Yeah. And I feel like the thing is, though, Gooseberry is technically, like, private.
It's technically private, but it's still.
Like, at Second Beach, I have no idea how they're going to do it. But.
Yeah, because Second Beach, it's also, there's a lot of openings where you can just walk on. Mm-hmm. Where, like, Gooseberry is kind of the one entrance. Like,
yeah.
Made it so you can't enter anywhere besides.
Exactly. So it's kind of hard.
I don't know. There'll be some content for us throughout the summer.
For sure. What else? Okay. So, allegedly, there will not be restrictions on parking. Lifeguards will be on duty, and concessions, bathrooms, and changing rooms will be able to be open. But I think that also has a little bit to do with the beach itself, because I say there won't be restrictions on parking, but, like, Gooseberry, I already know there is going to be restrictions on parking.
Yeah.
So I think maybe it's more state beaches, probably.
And lifeguards, they have to have lifeguards. You aren't allowed to charge people to park if
you
have lifeguards.
Yeah, exactly, I think in this phase, certain beaches technically open, but there weren't lifeguards on duty, you know what I mean? But they weren't, like, open, because, like, no one was working or anything.
No one's going to pay to go to the beach right now.
Yeah, exactly. And then restaurants, indoor dining at 50% capacity. And then also gyms, fitness studios, and small group fitness classes will be allowed, which is...
Solo. It is getting more into... Because indoor dining, that's...
Mm-hmm.
That's
and new. Small group fitness classes, to me, is one of the things that's, like, everybody's sweating. So it's one of those things that I'm thinking, like, that's definitely kind of a big step.
Oh, I'm interested... Oh,
Just dropped my notebook.
Oh, dear.
All good over here.
I'm kind of curious to... what going out to eat is going to be like.
I know.
I know people are doing that right now with the outdoor dining, but
yeah,
the first time going is going to be weird.
It definitely is. It definitely is. All right. What else? So I'm on CNN.com for kind of like the what you need to know. They have that little section that I'm just going to read for you for more of the world. More than 5.4 million cases of COVID-19 have been reported worldwide, which is... absolutely insane. 5.4 million. Like, when you just think of that, it's just hard to even grasp. As well as at least 344,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. So those are staggering, as always. And as I say every time, it's like, we're starting to reopen, but there's still, like, so many deaths and so many cases that it is a little scary. The U.S. has suspended entry for anyone who has been to Brazil in the previous 14 days as the number of cases in the South American countries spike. That's interesting to me. I didn't realize that cases were spiking over there. Because I feel like every place and especially every country is sort of in a different, like, different, like, level or whatever right now. Like, some people are, like, in Hong Kong, they're, like, totally going, kind of going back to normal almost, with certain restrictions, which I want to talk to my brother about that, who we talked to a while back when they were kind of more, you know, in it, and now they're really starting to come out, which might give us a little hope. So I think that'd be a good interview. And then last one is UK leader Boris Johnson said he will not fire a top aide despite multiple reported lockdown breaches. So that's concerning. But another thing that I've heard, I listened to podcast The Daily, and they talked about a little while back was how Boris Johnson had started taking things pretty seriously because he actually got the coronavirus. Okay. Well, one second. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, I can talk.
Yeah, you talk.
Okay. So, something for that relates to me as I was talking about the golf earlier, the NHL and NBA are both planning on letting players go back to their teams, like their states, in June to start training. And they're both shooting for a late June, early July restart of the season. And whether they're going to play out the rest of the season or just do playoffs has yet to be seen. But something cool and interesting that the NBA is doing is considering playing in Disney World or Disneyland, one of the Disneys.
Oh, because there's more space?
Because they have their sports arena there with three courts, and they have the hotel accommodations to fit everyone. So they basically quarantined the whole entire league, all the players, all the trainers, all the coaches, all the staff in Disney.
That's cool.
Play. So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's smart, though. I guess they have, like, hotels there, too, so.
Yeah, so that's the plan right now. But my thing with both the NHL and NBA, they're both, like, optimistic, and the MLB, for that matter, that they will be able to play with no fans, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, once one person gets coronavirus, if one person,
I know,
then it's just done. See ya. So,
exactly. So it's like, do we take that risk or not? I don't know. It's tough. Definitely a tough choice. Everybody's in a tough position right now.
I mean, it would be unbelievable to have some real life. Like, yesterday just gave me a taste. Like, I'm not even a golf fan, but it's still awesome.
That's what everyone's saying. Everyone's like, I normally hate golf, but I watched it just because I was craving sports. Like,
yeah.
No, yeah, exactly.
So it'd be weird. I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
Exactly. Who knows? Nobody knows. All right, so that was a good little update there. Now we'll get into the interview, and yeah.
Yeah, enjoy the interview. Like I said.
Not Mac's best work, but it's okay.
It's a real short one, but we'll make it up to you one of these days.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Mac here. I'm with my good friend Riley. Riley is a construction worker. Riley, why don't you introduce yourself? Say what you do a little bit.
So I'm Riley. I am the owner of Island Boys Everything. It's a small handyman, construction, moving business, whatever you want to call it, business here in Newport. And I've stayed working the entire time the pandemic's kind of been going on. Staying very busy and taking the precautions where I can and whatnot. But yeah.
Nice, nice. So what kind of work have you been doing throughout the coronavirus?
I've had a lot of different projects. I'm working on a pretty big addition and a deck right now in Middletown. I'd say I'd spend probably like 40 hours a week doing that. And then after work, most days I have small moving jobs, little handyman work here and there. Tomorrow I'm demoing a bathroom, just little stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that you're more busy, less busy, about the same right now, or what's your workload been looking like?
I am busier than I've ever been in my entire life right now. Mm-hmm. I think that has partly to do with people being at home and getting stimulus checks and kind of, you know, what can we fix up? What can mm-hmm. we do? And partly because this time of year is always busy when the weather's starting to get nice. Memorial Day weekend, people want to get things going in their yard or fixing up little things in their house. So, yeah, staying very busy.
Nice. Have you had to change like your kind of strategy or had to have any precautions when you're working, or most people kind of just letting you chill, like giving you space?
Every time we go to a job, everyone who I'm working with, we bring a mask, bring gloves when it's necessary, but for the most part I'm kind of separated from the homeowners when I'm doing my job or whatnot, so it just keep my distance and just got to be weary of it.
Mm-hmm, of course. And then I know that you also, on top of Island Boys, you work at another construction place. Is that different? Do you have to do more for them because they're like a different company, or?
So how that works is I subcontract to Island Carpentry.
Similar names.
Newport. But yeah, it's kind of funny. It's called Island Carpentry and they hire Island Boys Everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that I'm doing like 40 hours a week. And we've stayed very busy because before the pandemic started, we had an end date for this job and the homeowner actually sold her house in Massachusetts. And so we had a month to get the project done. And we were worried that, you know, the lumber yards were going to close down. We weren't going to be able to get her house done and she wasn't going to have a place to live. So we were kind of, you know, feeling the pressure there. But thankfully none of the lumber yards in Rhode Island ended up closing down. But it was a little bit of a nervous week when we weren't sure if we were going to have work the next day.
Mm-hmm. You weren't sure if you were going to be allowed to or
anything
like that. Yeah, that's good. And then on kind of off topic from you, but I know your mom has been making masks for people.
Right.
Do you want to talk about that? Maybe what she's been doing with the masks or...
Yeah, so she started making masks like kind of right when this whole thing
started. Yeah, I remember
happening.
Like right away.
I was always the guinea pig because she would try a new design on a mask and I'd say yay or nay. And it's kind of cool to see how the masks have progressed since the first one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've definitely gotten a little nicer now. But she likes to have fun with it. She makes like Red Sox.
Yeah, I have a nice Red Sox one from her.
Yeah.
But what, is that just for her friends? Is she donating them to anyone, or?
So, for a while, it was, she posted on Facebook and said, if anyone needs one, let me know. And then she tried to do it so, if you got a mask, you just donate a couple bucks to the Rogers High School 2020 class, or something like that. Just donate it, pay it forward, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say she made over, and her and her friend did this, Cheryl Fountain.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say they made over like 300 masks.
Wow.
And they've been sending them to my sister down in New Jersey, who works at a ER down there. Send them to the hospital, give them to the hospital workers. So just doing what you can, doing your part.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for her. That's awesome. We're going to need to get an Island Boys mask going soon if this keeps going.
That's pretty cool.
That's what my dad, he has Gust of White buffs. That his company made, and I was like, you know, Island Boys, they could get on that.
Yeah,
it's a new market we might see is masks coming out of this. All right. Well, thanks for coming. Do you have anything else you want to add about life in Corona or
what? No, just I'm just glad that the weather's starting to get a little nicer and it's a little more, you know, you're not trapped inside your house. You can maybe go outside and enjoy the weather.
Go for a walk or something.
Yeah.
Work on a porch outside instead of doing
exactly
something inside.
Like what I was doing today, working on a porch outside.
All right. Well, thanks, Riley. I appreciate you coming on so last minute, and I'll talk to you soon.
All righty, Mac. Have a good one.
Yep, later. So, yeah, that was Riley. Not my best interview I've ever done. Riley was great. I probably could have been a little more prepared, but, you know, it was a last-second interview, as I said. Let's get back to the episode.
All right, guys. So, basically, we had our episode and we had our interview all set up, and it went really well. And Mac obviously had a great interview with Riley. But because our episode ended up being pretty short, and now that we have 2-day-a-week episodes, we just wanted to, you know, try to find another interview because, you know, we owe it to you guys to have a good, bulky episode. So I decided to text my friends Kaylee and Kenzie. So they're sisters, and they both work at Frosty Freeze, which is a local ice cream place. And they also work at Gooseberry Beach, a local beach. And then one of them is in college, and one of them is a senior in high school. So basically, we had a lot to talk about. So it's a great interview. Let's get into it.
Hi, guys. It's Josie here, and I'm with my friends Kenzie and Kaylee.
Hi, I'm Kenzie. I'm a senior at Rogers High School, and I've been working at Frosty Freeze for the past 5 years, and I work at Gooseberry Beach.
I'm Kaylee. I'm a sophomore in college. I go to Flagler College. It's in St. Augustine, Florida. I've been working at Frosty Freeze for the past, I think, 8 years. I also work at Gooseberry.
Nice. All right. So just to start off with Frosty Freeze, so when they didn't open up, like, because what was their, do you know when they normally, the day they normally open?
We normally open April 1st. Okay. And close September 30th.
So what, were they not allowed to open, or were they just decided not to?
They decided not to because since we are only seasonal, they knew we were going to attract a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And with all everything going on.
Yeah.
They didn't really want to have everyone too close, and since we didn't know what we were going to be doing, like, for the safety-wise of mm-hmm. keeping everyone, they didn't want to risk it at all, so they took their time to develop a plan.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what day did they open?
We opened May 20th, so that was only last Wednesday, so wow. We've been open for less than a week.
So, just, like, initially, like, what changes have had to be made, both, like, outside and then inside, obviously?
Well, the most immediate change, I'd say, is obviously the masks, because now masks are such a new normal.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone in line, we ask them to wear a mask, and inside the place, like, we walk in there, and we have a mask on, and we can't take it off until we leave the building.
Wow.
Also, we have to get our temperature checked every single time we step in the building. So, like, before we, like, we step one step in, then, like, Kim and Mark come and take our temperature to make sure we're good, like, temperature-wise.
Yeah.
And outside, obviously, the line is 6 feet spread out, so it might look a little bit further. Like, the line might look a little bit bigger, but it may not actually be because mm-hmm. everyone's away. And we also are doing one money person per register and then one ice cream, like, server per register. So if you're the money person, you do not touch any type of, like, food products.
Really, no. Anything that can possibly touch someone's mouth, the money person doesn't touch.
Like, no cups, no napkins, no spoons. Like, we just take care of the money. And we also are cleaning off the money for the idea that we're sending nothing dirty out the window.
That's really interesting. And then, so I know how you ask, like, people to wear masks. Like, I've seen signs. Have you ever gotten people who don't wear masks?
Yes, we do get people who don't wear masks, and when that happens, we really just ask them, like, you know, you really have to wear a mask. We're wearing this mask to protect you, so we ask you to do the same to protect us.
Yeah.
Just hopefully that they kind of take it upon themselves that it's really just the safest option to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, because I feel like that would be stressful if someone came without a mask.
Yeah.
And awkward. So you, I saw you when I came, you were just basically cleaning, right?
Mm-hmm, I was sweet.
So are you just, are you guys just having to, like, clean the place, like, all the time?
Well, we always clean. I usually get the transition of shifts from day shift to night shift. We have this whole checklist of what we have to leave the night shift for, so we leave them in a good spot. And one of those is sweeping, as you saw me do.
Mm-hmm.
But the cleaning precautions are basically the same, except at the end of the night, we always take, like, a sanitation wipe, and we just pretty much double clean everything in mm-hmm. there, which is very important because we just are ultra careful.
Like, yeah, that's good.
To the max, which is good. Which is good. We don't want anything to kind of trip up mm-hmm. our process.
So, I heard rules about, like, not being allowed to have two jobs. So are you guys going to be able to work at Gooseberry and Frosty Freeze, or is that just not true?
Well, I haven't heard those rules, and that would be very difficult for me because I'm also doing an internship at Gurney's. So
I mean, be working three jobs. You know, rumors, it's probably not true.
I hope not. But if that's the case, I'm not really sure what I would do.
So what internship are you doing at Gurney's, just to, you know?
So my major at college is hospitality and tourism.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working in the reservations office at Gurney's. So anytime you call and have any questions about reservations or all that stuff, I'll be the one answering your phone.
That's cool. That's fun.
In maybe a couple more days before I answer the phone. I just started, so it's a little
touch and go. And so that's a hotel, right? So have you seen, like, just, are people checking in, or?
Oh, yeah. So that's actually a good question. Yeah. So, yeah, Gurney's in Newport officially opened May 15th for reservations, and you could stay. Whenever, like, guests call about, like, the whole quarantine from other states, because why would you come to a hotel for a night if you have to quarantine 14 days? But we just asked them to just stay in the hotel and stay in there, like, on the Gurney's property, so they don't leave, like, so they don't, like, spread if they're coming from, like, another state or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they also aren't having any, like, dining or amenities, so, like, there's no pools open, there's no fitness center, there's mm-hmm. just, like, room dining. So, like, yeah, this weekend was Memorial Day weekend. It's normally their busiest weekend, and I'm not sure the capacity it was at, but there definitely was people there. The parking lot was a lot more full than it was earlier that week,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't as
close. It wasn't the same, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't normal.
I can imagine that's probably really hard, because I feel like this is right when hotels start getting a lot of people, and it's the same for... I guess for Frosty Freeze, except for that, every time I've gone, they're still getting a lot of customers. Yeah. I feel like no matter what, people want ice cream, so that's good.
Yeah. People are very, very excited, and I will say, for the most part, customers are really being very patient, like, in line and waiting to be called up just to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
So, just moving on from that, just because you guys are both kind of, like, interesting places in your life to talk about right now. So as a senior, do you know the plan for your graduation?
Yeah, so what we did was on May 1st, we had graduation portraits. So we got dressed in our cap and gowns, and we went to Jen Carter, who's like the local photographer. She took a portrait of us in our cap and gowns, and it actually is hanging on Broadway. So each senior...
Oh yeah, I have, yeah.
If you've seen me, I'm right in front of Thompson. And so we are hanging, which is super cool, and it was like a fun surprise for all the seniors to see. And then also a week or two ago, we had days and times to pick from where us and two of our family members could go to the auditorium and walk the stage, and Mr. Vance and the same photographer was there, so we were under the restriction limit, the five mm-hmm. people limit.
Yeah.
And walk was recorded by a company, and every single student got to do that, and so then that company will put together the video, and it'll be aired on June 4th, which is which was our graduation date, so that'll be aired, so we'll be able to see all of our friends walk the stage virtually, which obviously isn't the same, but it's still very nice.
Yeah, also, no, that's cool, though.
We've had like this adopt a senior sort of thing on Facebook. So a bunch of just people in the community are coming together to get together gift baskets and stuff for the seniors, which is really nice. We had a launch day video, which was also really nice.
Yeah, I liked that.
Everything is really being made up for just in different ways. And it's different, but it's still unique and just as special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. And then, so on deciding where you were going to college, had you decided that when before like shutdowns began?
So, unlike most people, I was already committed. I committed at the end of February. So, yeah, I knew I wanted to go to URI. So I had put my deposit down in February. But I know a lot of my friends, they were kind of stressing out because some schools they hadn't even seen, and now they couldn't go see them.
Yeah,
that's really hard. All the admitted students days, all the orientations, all the tours, all the information sessions, like, in person, they were all canceled, so... a lot of people had to do virtual tours or all this virtual, which isn't the same, but I don't know if it really swayed their decisions in any way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll see if next year people are in a lot of different spots than they were this year, just because of the virus and everything that's affected, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested to see as well. And then on to you, Kaylee. So you were in Florida?
Yes.
When this happened? So I mean, it was a long time ago, so it's hard to remember the exact date. But, like, do you remember when you had to leave and, like, what that was like?
Yeah, so, actually, like, the 13th of the Friday, and that was my last day before spring break.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually coming home for spring break to see my cousin and his girlfriend had a baby.
Oh, yeah. Exciting.
So I had to come see my little baby. So I was coming home anyway, and when I think the Thursday before, I found out that we weren't going back. So, like, the 12th, I guess, we weren't going back for the, for another, like, 2 weeks or so. So I brought home clothes enough for 2 weeks and my schoolwork, and then over break, we found out we weren't going back, like, at all.
So all your stuff is still there?
Well, so it was all there. Thankfully, I lived in, like, my own little apartment,
mm-hmm.
so, like, my stuff was, like, there, but, like, I could easily have gotten to it, so,
yeah.
Me and my mom, flew down and then drove back, and my car was there, so we packed up my car and then just drove back. And
that's nice.
So, we actually, it's kind of funny, I was in Florida for a total of 6 hours, by the flight, packing up, and then starting to drive, like, I got to Florida at, like 5, and then we drove from Orlando to St. Augustine and packed up my car and left that same night at around 9:30, and I drove until South Carolina, and then we stopped and stayed in a hotel, and then my mom drove the rest of the way the next day, and then I was home.
That's funny. That's like
that was so fast. It was like just over 24 hours.
That's crazy. Yeah. And so when you were in Florida then, like when you went, did you notice if, like, things were different or similar to Rhode Island? Like, were people wearing masks, or was it, like, super locked down or not really?
Not at all, which was kind of surprising. Like, I just remember going to a pizza place, and my mom saw a firefighter, and she's like, oh, firefighters will know what's going on down here. And so she walked up to him, and he was like, yeah, nothing's really happening right now. Like, we know about it, but nothing's, like, we haven't heard anything from, like, the government about it.
Yeah. So, that's concerning.
I'm not sure if it's just Florida's just, like, not getting hit as hard, or...
Yeah, I think a lot of the, like, southern places, too, are just, like, I don't know, their restrictions are, I guess, not as intense. But it'll be interesting to see, I guess, you know, what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
All right, we have covered a lot of stuff, more than expected, which is great. So, I don't know, I feel like... You think we got everything, right?
Yeah. Anything else?
We got schools and we got... Do you know anything about what's happening with the beach, Gooseberry?
So, I guess our boss, there was a board meeting, and I think it's members only that's coming back, and then a lottery for the stickers, which should be very interesting. I know for working-wise, since the different rules and stuff, we're going to have at least, like, a guaranteed 3 days a week, which is less than the 5 days a week, but it's fine because really anything is helpful and useful. So I know that for sure. And I know we're expected to open next Saturday, but I don't know if that'll definitely happen. But it's super exciting because it's the kickoff to summer, and a little bit of normalcy in this craziness.
Yeah. All right. That's a great place to leave on. Some hope. I like it. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Josie.
Bye. Bye. All right. So I figured it would be good to have a little bonus interview because our other one was just a little short, but both were great. So let's get back into the rest of the episode. All righty. Let's get into our next section.
All right.
So do we have any answers from our
questions on Instagram? I propose a question. What is your favorite song to our lovely listeners on Instagram? We got four responses. Lisa Olnack responded Beautiful Day by U2 as a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Lees responded, oof, currently? Love on Top? Maybe? So she wasn't too sure.
Sure about that one. Love on Top's good.
Who's Love on Top by?
I don't know if I
know that song.
Put My Love on Top. Rihanna. Oh, wait. Beyonce.
Beyonce.
The first I Google searched "love on" and then "love on the brain" popped up, Rihanna. But then right under it was "love on top," Beyonce. So it's Beyonce.
I think I've heard that song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Anna Murphy responded "Dreams" by Fleetwood Mac, another classic. And then Paul Lees responded "Thunder Road" by Bruce. So that's another.
Gotta love it.
Those are four great songs if you're looking for some new songs.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Okay. So then we have three new questions today. First question is, what is the best concert you've ever attended?
Okay, so I'm going to do what was the question?
Best concert you've ever
attended. I was really distracted for a second. I'm going to say 1989 by Taylor Swift, because it was my first concert, and I knew basically every single song by, all the lyrics, and, Taylor Swift just puts on such an amazing performance, so, yeah.
Nice. I haven't been to many concerts in my day. I'm very slim picking, between two. Which were both at my Fairfield University. The first one, which was probably my favorite, is Lil Dicky. And then the other one was Two Friends, which they're both fun, but neither one was fun because of the music. I'm not a big, Lil Dicky or Two Friends fan, but it was a lot of fun. And I am more of a Lil Dicky fan, so I will say Lil Dicky.
Alrighty, nice.
Nice.
Next question.
Next question is, favorite comedy movie?
Okay, see, this is really hard.
Well, I think it's a good question for right now, because you're looking for movies that will cheer you up. Yeah, it's great to find out.
Okay, so, I love the movie Love Actually, which is kind of basically a Christmas movie, but, and it's, I don't know if it's, necessarily, you look it up and it says, comedy underneath.
It's a romantic comedy.
It's a romantic comedy, but that one does make me laugh, every time I watch it. Especially the guy who's, it's in my fingers, I feel it in my toes. Yeah, it's a funny movie. It makes me laugh just thinking about it. So, it technically is Christmassy, but that's not, really a big part of it. So. Yeah,
no,
that's
a good still movie.
Still worth watching right now.
So I'm gonna cheat and say three. Sue me. I'm gonna say Nice Guys. Ryan Gosling is just a great actor, and he's really funny in it.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's funny. It wasn't that popular, and I showed it to my friends, and I didn't really think it was funny, but it's okay, because I think it's funny.
I mean, it has Ryan Gosling, so.
Exactly. And then also Hot Rod, which is just a classic, dumb comedy, which is hilarious.
You love your dumb comedies, don't you?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then another dumb comedy is Never Stopping, which is a parody on, Justin Bieber's Never Say Never or whatever it is. It's really funny, too. So, yeah, those are my two. And then Superbad, okay, four. Superbad's, the all-time great comedy.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
He's a movie guy. All right, last question.
The last question is, if you could have lunch with anyone from history, so like someone you would learn about in a history book, is how I'm gonna rephrase it and do that, like some, like a historical figure.
Okay. Oh, this is hard. You go first.
I think I am going to say Ben Franklin.
All right.
He seems like a pretty smart guy. Mm-hmm. And it'd just be cool to be able to say he sat down with Ben Franklin. You know?
I like that, yeah. I would probably say Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, he was such an amazing person, and he like progressed our world in so many different ways. And he was very brave. You know, I just think that he also seems very nice too.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's probably a better answer than mine.
Yours is good too. Hey, it doesn't matter.
Mine's just a random.
It was on the spot. It's hard to think of things. What website was that from, did you say?
That is from manintelligence.com.
We use that website a lot. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll go first with the quote. And okay. Because you're doing the whole random quote thing, I figured we don't need the random happy thing, you know.
Okay. Well, enough random. Still do
it. Okay,
you don't
fine.
Like the happiness?
We can do it. We can do it. Okay, I'm sorry.
I can like carefully craft one. So I'm doing random quotes because I got my dad brought me up a book that is quotes that will change your life. By Russ Kick, edited by Russ Kick. So the quotes are by different people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just going to pick a random one, but I can kind of find one that's good, I guess.
One that's not so random. You can do random.
All right, well, you go first.
Okay, so my quote, well, first I'll do the 14,000 things to be happy about, the happy book by Barbara Ann Kuiper, because why not? Okay, this is the one where we just open the book and point to a random thing.
Well, I can...
Raspberries picked in the garden.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. I wish I could grow raspberries in my garden.
I love
garden.
A good raspberry picked in the garden.
Okay. Lace-edged napkins and old hammered silver. I don't know about the old hammered silver, but I do love, like, little lace-edged napkins.
A nice lace-edged napkin.
Yeah, it makes things feel so fancy. Okay, do you have your quote?
Yes, so I was going to do a random one, but then as I did it, I found a funny one. So, not really funny, but a good one. I'm no longer quite sure what the question is, but I do know that the answer is yes. And that was right. Leonard Bernstein.
That's good.
Just seems like a good one, you know? Who cares, man? Just say yes to things. Kind of like the movie Yes Man.
For sure, I like that. And then I think my quote is a great one to end on, especially since it's Memorial Day. Those who have long enjoyed such privileges as we enjoy forget in time that men have died to win them. Franklin D. Roosevelt. And so, you know, we, like, it's sort of just, I mean, I think that's just a fantastic quote for so many different reasons. But, you know, right now, especially, we feel as though we're really struggling, you know, because we have to stay home and we have to make certain sacrifices. But we just, thinking about the sacrifices that people have made in the past just to get us to where we are today, and you know, it's important to think about.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Alrighty, you guys rock. You know that. You know, keep staying school, keep staying cool, and
stay in school.
And stay in school. Yeah. All right. Okay. Stay safe. It's the end of the world.